Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 6:42, down 2 on the open. December, 6:58 and 3 quarters unchanged. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 6:49, down 4 and a quarter on the open. December, 6:65, down 4. March, 6:59 and a half, down 3 and a quarter. May, 6:38, down 7. July, 582, down 3/4 on the open. September corn opened at 324, up 3 on the open. December, 339 and a half, up 3. March, 355, up 3 1/4. May, 364, up 1 3/4. July, 372 and a half, up 1 3/4. September, 379 and a half, up 1/2. December, 387 and a half, up 1 on the open. August soybeans opened at 8:23 and a half, up 8 on the open. September, 8:31, up 8 1/4. November, 8:48 and a half, up 7. January, 8:62 and a half, up 6 1/4. March, 8:74 and a half, up 7 1/2. May, 8:84, up 7. July, 8:94 and a half, up 7 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 2:15, up 1:40 on the open. September, 2:18, up 1:60. August soybean oil opened at 37:15, up 39 on the open. September, 37:45, up 42. At the Merck, August live cattle opened at 94, up 37 and a half on the open. October, 99, up 35. December, 100, up 17 and a half. February, 100, up 17 and a half on the open. August feeders opened at 117.40, up 27 and a half on the open. September, 118.10, up 22 and a half. October, 118.25, up 15. November, 117.45, unchanged on the open. August lean hogs opened at 73.15, up 37 and a half on the open. October, 72.65, up 10. December, 70.10, up 25. February, 71.45, down 10 on the open. And August pork bellies opened at 90 even, down 65 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's take a look at Mike Sola's two-state forecast today. He says a few clouds in the south, otherwise sunny. Highs generally between 87 and 92 degrees. Although near Lake Michigan, highs will be in the low 80s. Tonight, clear. Lows between 60 and 65 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, with highs generally between 89 and 94. Although, again, near Lake Michigan, highs in the middle 80s. Today, the Ag Supplement dew point temperatures ranging from 58 degrees in the north to 63 degrees in the south. The minimum relative humidity levels will be between 35 and 45% this afternoon. Winds generally light, although some northern locations may have gusts to 15 miles per hour, with heat index values reaching up to 84 in the far south. Tomorrow, dew point temperatures will bump into the low 60s across the two-state area. Heat indices in the south in the middle to upper 90s. Minimum relative humidity levels ranging between the low 30s in the south to the middle 40s in the north. Winds will be light in most areas. Some northern locations will have sustained winds around 10 miles per hour. The extended forecast, dry weather expected throughout the region for much of this week. A few surprise thunderstorms may develop in the second half of the work week due to the excessive surface moisture in the southern plains and weak disturbances that will develop in the upper Midwest around midweek. Joining us now with a look at today's futures markets moving is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Off of that opening bell where corn came up to a rally in, well, around 3 cents or thereabouts, in the first 20 minutes of trading, and it has backed off, showing red all across the screen. What's going on?
Well, there's a lot of technical resistance in this 340 to 345 level, and unless we can muster through there, I have a feeling that we're going to find some willing sellers at those areas there. Fundamentally, for the most part here in a good part of the Midwest, not everywhere, the corn crop's in fairly good shape, for say, except for some Minnesota, Iowa, Ohio, and portions of Illinois and Indiana's missed some rain. And for the most part, the trade's kind of comfortable with the corn crop right at the moment. This afternoon's crop conditions report is expected to show a 1% to 2% drop in deterioration, mainly out of those problem areas that we've been seeing here for the last few weeks. That's where it helped give us a little higher open, but like I said, as the market's failure to get above this 340 sort of stimulated some selling interest, and we're sort of back in a fill. There's probably some pretty good support back at the 330 area, and I would imagine 330 would catch it here today unless the wheat would totally fall out of bed at some point today.
When we spoke with Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company earlier today, we had a conversation about population counts, which is what USDA will be doing for its August 10th USD WASD and crop production reports. And Brian was making the argument that even in areas that have been dry, like Minnesota and northern Indiana and Ohio, the population counts may be pretty good, even though later on the fill may be pretty lousy, and that because of that, we might see a bearish surprise, on the August 10th report. What are your thoughts?
Well, that could very well. It takes a lot of numbers, and when you got a lot more ear counts, that's a lot more to work with. We'll have a lot of these private estimates here in next few days ahead of the USDA report on the 10th there, so we'll see what some of those opinions are. But you're correct. As visiting with producers, the stands are remarkably well, and that's going to add up to help produce some type of yield for those areas. How much, we'll see. The thing to remember, though, is a lot of these guys have planted triple stack, some of the hybrid varieties that's drought-worthy and can really hold in there quite well compared to what we have seen in the past.
So 150.3 is the working number. What do you suspect USDA might come up with?
I imagine we'll probably be in this 150 area. I hate to do this. I've promoted that this is not in correlation whatsoever, but if you look at the good to excellent category as a whole, we're a little bit better than last year. So, I imagine we're still probably in this 150 bushel area. But, I'm not out in the field. I'm not counting. I'm not going to be one to do an armchair analytically approach, which about 90% of the analysts do. I'm going to rely on some of these private guys to go out and actually physically check and some consultants to go out and physically check and see where we're at. But judging by what I've seen and listening with producers here in the Central Belt, I imagine we're still fairly close to this 150 bushel area.
Turn your attention to the soybeans. Your analysis there, please.
Well, higher palm oil values help support the market. We're seeing a reversal of the spread here. They've been buying meal, selling oil in the spread. That's turned the other way. Now they're buying the oil and selling the meal in the spread. So oil is sort of the leader here in the bean complex right at the moment. So we'll keep an eye on the Malaysian palm oil, world vegetable oil markets, and also weather in China. China's a big country, as you know, and there's some areas in the northern's extremely dry, and there's some extreme flooding in some of the other areas. So the Chinese weather pattern isn't the best right at the moment here. As far as the beans go, we've got some good technical support here at this 840 area. For a day trade or a two-day trade, we'd be a willing buyer on November beans. They'll pull back to this 840 area with an upside objective of 850, for a longer-term upside objective of this 875 area.
We have about 30, 40 seconds left. Make your argument why a hedge fund manager would buy 650 wheat.
Because he would have a buy signal that tells him to buy. Hedge fund manager has some technical programs or some type of programs that tell them when to buy and sell, and they have to stick with that program no matter what, because that's what they sold the public on, and investors have entrusted that manager to trade the market according to this program. If he does not follow his program, he's liable.
So does that mean $7 wheat might be in the cards?
Well, there's a lot of speculation. We can run on up to the $7 benchmark. That's a technical objective. When you look at the world fundamental supply-demand balance sheet, it remains incredibly tight, record tight levels.
Thank you, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel, of Grain Field Marketing. You're listening to WILO Urbana.